Hello, and welcome to none other than Nigel. Buckle up and get ready for a fun-filled podcast dedicated to informative and knowledgeable topics and conversations relevant to music, TV, movies, and books with your host, none other than Nigel. Listen and learn from multi-award-winning special guests as we delve deep into in-depth discussions ranging from topics relevant to the wonderful world of entertainment, living life on life's terms, and simply having fun.
I told Jane that I love what goes around. album, The Real Chucky Boo. And speaking of The Real Chucky Boo.
Spotlight.
So Real Chucky Boo, what does that mean?
The real thing.
Ah, so that's the island Irie.
No. Silent. You're the truth.
You're the truth.
She's the truth.
So the real Chucky Boo is being with
you. It's the real deal.
We the real deal.
Real deal. This is it right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right here. In and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not virtual reality.
In reality. And a lot of so you guys recorded in Philadelphia.
Yes, with Nick Martinelli. What studio was it?
Alpha Studios.
Alpha Studios.
We started at Alpha, then we went to Sigma.
Sigma.
And what can you work with various musicians? Any that you can name?
Doug Griffey, mm-hmm. used to play for Tina Marie.
Okay.
Donald Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guitarist?
Herb Smith. Yeah, very good.
Ron Jennings.
Mm.
There's so many
people that came.
Heroes on Loose Ends albums, right? Who's the drummer that came out with us? With the dreadlocks.
Yeah, Daryl Burgey.
Wow.
Okay. So many people. Joanna Gardner. She's one of the background vocalists. On one of our first singles, Dial 999, we had the Sweethearts, right?
Sweethearts.
Wow.
Patti LaBelle background singers at the
yeah.
time.
Wow. So you all were doing it. tell you. I heard that you guys also, I read that you guys had something to do with High Five.
Five Star.
Yeah, we did their first album.
You did.
Yeah, we actually Nicky produced our first album, mm-hmm. Martinelli.
And mm-hmm. called
Yeah, and we called Carl and myself in to do the music. It's happened with Jane as well. Mm-hmm. We all got them together mm-hmm. to get put them in a direction.
Mm-hmm. We've written songs for Phil Simon. We've written songs for Sherilyn. Yeah.
Which song? Which one?
Ain't You Heard Enough Love.
Yeah. Some powerful singing people.
Yeah.
Wow. My goodness, so y'all had to really, you know, and they love the music.
I have to get songs like this. Anyway, have I lived my life? Okay, I can't remember.
I hope you edit this. I will. It sounds good. Okay, so here's my questions. With over 30 years and counting, congratulations. The anniversary was in 2012.
Yes.
So it's a little over now. What are some of the most important life lessons you've learned?
To write your own material.
Definitely.
We wrote our own material, and that's really our pension. All those young people out there that are writing songs, getting into the music industry. You know, we wrote songs when we were like 18 years old that are still playing today.
Yeah.
And still on, you know, whatever form they're selling it right now. Because when we started off, it was vinyl, and now it's digital.
Yeah.
So imagine that. That's what's happened in 30 years, so we're still selling, you know. So that's what you've got to do. You've got to try and co-write if you can't do all of it, or write your material. That's your pension.
Okay.
And having a great producer.
You have to have a good producer. It's the team around you, really, that helps you, that keeps you in the flow and gives you the confidence.
Nick Martinelli was our producer, and Bruce Whedon was our engineer.
And so he handled the mixing. And
such beyond, there's no boundary.
Can you take us into your mind and let us know what you were thinking and feeling?
Well, I think what I was thinking is, because Steve and I, because I met Steve first and then Carl, right? We were just hungry. We just had this mission. We were really focused.
Yeah.
You know, he just got out of the Royal College of Music. I just come from,
Guildhall School of Music in Guildhall.
Guildorf or Guildhall? Guildhorn, okay. Guildhorn.
Guildhorn.
Hall. Hall. Guildhall. Guildhall.
Sorry.
He just got out of his college. I just left mine, which is London College of Fashion, right? And we've just done that. And so we were really hungry. We were thirsting for something, but it was in us. Do you know what I mean? It was like, we didn't know where we were going and what we were going to do.
But then nobody was going to stop us in the direction that we were going in. Yeah, you're right.
Everything kind of fell into place because I met Steve, and then 3 months after I met him, in that September, you'd been talking to a guy and buying records called Mick Clark.
Yeah, Mick Clark.
At City Sounds Records.
That's right.
And then he left and went to Virgin, and he had told Steve, when you've got something, you know, that I can play, you know, I'll see if I can sign you. And we took it into him and he loved it. He signed us immediately.
Yeah.
And when I think about how hard life became after that, when we really had to do the work after that, right? It was so easy in the beginning.
Yeah.
It was like that.
It was easy to get
right
signed.
Right place, right time.
Yeah, it was easy to get signed, but like I said, work afterwards was like you
To stay signed.
That's a valuable lesson
too.
Because there was a stage where I think we nearly got dropped until they brought in Nick Martinelli.
We had 3 singles on an album deal. And the first 2 singles were kind of weird.
Yeah, they didn't really work.
But good songs, but just produced wrong.
Wrong producers.
Wrong producers. We had rock producers producing R&B. And see, when we got to, we said to ourselves, you know, the three of us at the time, we need an American producer. We need to get this sound that they have,
right?
And that's an American producer.
And especially if you've got the sound that you want inside yourself already, it's just waiting to come out. You know, the English producers, you know,
and Nick Martinelli had been doing mixes for Mick Clark on some R&B songs, and we said we want an American producer, and he said, well, I think I have one, which was great, you know, to have an A&R man who his foresight was in the same place as ours. He's got a great ear, Mick Clark. You know, because he's gone on to sign other great bands like Soul to Soul, blah blah blah. It was amazing.
It was a movement too.
Now how everything's fell into place.
It was a movement. Thank you, and share with us a few hilarious moments with the original members.
I can't think of any.
I told you be ready.
what was real funny? Time Carl lost his passport.
Yeah, I was just about
to say. Put it on the top of the car.
He left his passport on top of the car, so he missed the flight.
Oh, no.
So we got on the flight and went to LA.
Oh.
And he caught up with us.
What else? I don't know. This is a good thing.
Anything
hilarious.
There's nothing really hilarious.
There's a couple of amazing moments when we met Phyllis Hyman.
Okay. Yeah,
we met Dexter Wansel.
Oh, Dexter Wansel?
Yeah.
Oh my God, love him.
No, Dexter Wansel.
Wansel.
No, Dexter Wansel.
Cynthia
Briggs. And then,
yeah,
and then we
Rayson.
Met, who's the other one?
Oh,
Reyes.
Oh my God.
Amazing man. And Tom Brown. Yeah.
Wow. I met Tony Smith. She sings Jamaica Funk.
Oh, Jamaica Funk.
She's a singer.
She is amazing.
Okay, so what are your favorite? Well, let's skip that. What are your favorite foods, places, and do you speak any other languages?
Favorite foods. Well, I did an international cuisine course.
Wow, so you're a chef.
So that's in my spare time.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually do cook very well.
He's actually a good cook. We used to make him cook all the time.
I've got even better than
that. As years
gone.
He does say so himself.
Yeah.
Okay. But we haven't tasted anything in a while. So
there's no food here for me.
It could be like McDonald's, couldn't it, really? It changed into really dry.
And I'm drunk in a bit and actually do.
I don't cook. I sit. Well, my men have to cook.
But when I'm in LA, I do cook for Jane.
You do? That's awesome. Well, I'm going to have to come. You have to let me know when you're cooking, and I'll come to LA.
No problem.
What was the other question you asked? Was
favorite places?
Favorite places? And London, America, Holland, Italy. Holland. Really lovely place.
Okay.
And places I want to go, Japan.
Okay.
We might even go to China.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. And
my favorite place so far was this year. I went to Sri Lanka.
Such a show.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah.
What's this, is there? What is the difference in your opinion of UK soul and US soul music? And how it is embraced.
I would say there's a lot more competition here. You can literally walk into McDonald's and somebody can even rap to you, they can sing to you, they sound really fantastic. There's so much competition here to make it. In England, we've got a lot of very good talent, a lot of great singers, right? And we come together as a community, right? And try and rock it together. And we have a different way of writing our songs. So luckily enough to us, for us, when we come back over here, it sounds different to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But we think we're doing the same as what you have. Right? So our accent disappears when we sing.
Yeah, I know. Because Jocelyn Brown went over there and never came back.
She did. She did. Yeah.
They're taking care of her.
They love her. They love her.
Yeah, we loved her here. For our vocalist viewers, what are some of your vocal preparedness secrets?
Well, like before a show, you shouldn't really be doing an interview.
Nope. We'd rather wrap this up than I want her to be.
Running around. You should be like resting.
Yes.
So for those of you out there that like to follow the rules, that's what you should be doing. No talking.
So we're going to flash forward. Tell me about this powerhouse lineup you have with your band, current band.
Okay. I have who's in the band?
Yeah.
I've got Craig T. Cooper as my musical director.
Okay.
On drums, we have Corey Mason.
Okay.
On keys, we have Aya Iwata. On bass, we have Keith Eady.
Mm.
And in the vocals, we have Waylon Pitts. We have Dominique Dean, who I introduced to your friend. She's got an amazing voice. Not only she can do everything, whatever she thinks about comes out.
Mm.
Right? And also, we have Mr. Jim Gilstrap, who did what's the thing?
Good times.
And
he sang the theme to Good Times.
Yes.
Well, anytime you need a day. Oh my goodness. Okay.
And he did a song that was big in England called Swing Your Daddy.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
We're gathered here today to make sure everyone is great.
scratching dirt. I want you to say. Thank you.
New music, can we expect some?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
Okay. And
hold your breath right now. No, yes.
Yeah, work in progress.
Share with us some of the more emotionally challenging moments with the original members and how you dealt with it, overcame it.
I think we had management that didn't really understand the American market. And I think one of the reasons for the Loose Ends breakup was because we combusted internally, because you got so much stuff going on around you, and if you don't have you're as good as your team.
Yeah.
Once you start having hits, you're really as good as your team. If you don't have a strong team, you kind of turn inwards.
Yeah.
And I think he's not one person for really. I mean, that was a challenging part. Being part of something is like a family, and you see it break up. Because when you really are in a group, you see, when you're successful, you see more of each other than you do your own family. You're on the road, you're promoting, you're out there. You know, he's like, he's my family. Right. Carl's my family. You know, we love each other, but sometimes we don't like each other.
Oh, Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to tune in for another exciting and fun-filled episode. You do not want to miss it. Follow me on Instagram at none other than Nigel. Like and subscribe on Facebook. Interested in being a guest on our show? Or have a topic or show idea in mind for me to consider? Just head over to noneotherthannigel.com.